Hi, friends, and greetings again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's always a real joy in our heart that we may come your way and bring you a message of hope. And the message of hope is always in Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. So Jesus is the Savior of the world today. And my, we'd like to send you something that would be a help and inspiration to you. We're designed to reach into many countries. We're told that our broadcast reaches about 50 nations. And we would like to hear from you. And as a token of something to express our appreciation, if you would be the first to write us from our country, and we'll give you the address of our program, and if you'd write us, we understand we reach into countries like Italy and Germany and Japan and Australia, Russia and Africa, all the countries of Africa. And if you would be the first to write us, and if you write today, and if you're the first one that we receive from your country, we'll send you a recorded tape of Christian music as our expression of thanks to you. And you can listen to this Christian music. You know, Nashville, Tennessee is the recording capital of the world. We have people that come here from all walks of life and record in Nashville. And we'd be glad to send you a recorded tape of Christian music here in the Nashville era that's been recorded. So you just mark down something that we say on this broadcast. And if you're the first one that we receive from your country, remember, we don't have enough to send to everybody, but if you be the first that we receive, and that's why we encourage you to write today. Now, we want to talk about the coming of the Lord, the end of time. That's our subject for today. And you know, many people are not looking for the coming of the Lord. They're not expecting this world to end, but the Bible says it will end. And in Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3, we would like to begin reading just one verse and talking to you about the coming of the Lord. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Now, this is a very important question. You know, nobody hardly today is looking for the coming of the Lord. Nobody is looking for the end of the world. But you see, the Bible teaches us that the Lord is coming again. He's been upon this earth one time already, and he's coming back again without sin or without a sin offering to receive we that believe in him to that everlasting place of habitation that is called heaven. Now, we find in the latter part of the 23rd chapter of Matthew, Jesus came to the city of Jerusalem. As he came into this city, you remember that he came into this city and now he is going to be crucified. This is just a few days before the crucifixion of the Son of God. And he went into the city of Jerusalem, and the Bible said in Matthew chapter 23, verses 37, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stoneth the prophets, and he said, I would have gathered you together as a hen would her chickens, but you wouldn't let me." And he goes on to say in chapter 24, verses 1, he said, "Now your house is left unto you desolate." Then he begins to tell us in the 24th chapter, and I trust that you'll read it at some future time, but he tells about the things that you should look for in his near coming. And we look over in the Old Testament, to the book of Lamentations written by a prophet by the name of Jeremiah, and he was known as the weeping prophet. And Jeremiah gives us some things that we should think about and things that we see today that are certainly in the world. He said in chapter 1 and verses 4, "The ways of Zion do mourn because none comes to the solemn feast. All of her gates are desolate, and her priests sigh. Her virgins are afflicted, and she is in bitterness. Her adversaries and the chief, her enemies prosper, for the Lord hath afflicted her. Now you see, he's talking about the ways of Zion, the ways of the church mourn today. Now Zion is a place that should be that we could go to and find refuge for our soul, where we could gather together in the name of the Lord, and Christian people would express kindred spirits, and we would have a desire. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. And you see, the way of the church today, it mourns because nobody seemingly is interested in assembling in the house of God and sharing the good things of the Lord, talking about the goodness of God. And he said in verses 6, for the daughter of Zion, all of her beauty is departed. You see, the beauty of the Lord and the beauty of the church is not the church building. It isn't the sanctuary, the place that we worship. But my friend, it is those people that gather together in the house of God and they worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And my, there's nothing sweeter than gathering together in the house of God and feeling the presence of God. You know, the Lord Jesus, while here upon this earth, he said, men must worship in spirit and in truth. And you know, friend, there are many spirits in the world today. People are serving many things and they resort to many things to try to find some happiness or consolation. But you see, the things of the world, the spirit of the world does not give permanent joy and peace, but the spirit of the Lord does give us peace. Now, Jeremiah said in verses 12, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? He said, behold, and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done in me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. And he goes on in verse 16, for these things I wept. He said, mine eyes runs down with water, because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. You see, Jeremiah, he was the weeping prophet, and he's asking the question, does it mean nothing to you, all ye that pass by? And today, friend, because of our lost friends and our neighbors and people that are kin to us, our own families, it seems like we have a difficulty in reaching them for the Lord. And so, does it mean nothing to you today because there is corruption in our countries? There is pornography that dishonors the human race. The politicians are corrupt today, and they disgrace our countries. And we find that seemingly this is universal, that crooked politicians and people today are dishonest. You cannot trust people. And the Lord said that would be a sign of his coming. People would be betraying one another, even parents betraying their children and children betraying their parents. And he goes on that people will think that they are doing God's will, even to take your own life. And people are going to persecute you. And people are going to misuse you and mistreat you. And then we find another sign today. Remember, the disciples said, Lord, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And we find that there are many cults today. There are religious cults. People are being victimized by religious racketeers. But I tell you, even God said there would be ways that seem right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So friend, today, nothing outside of an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation of your soul, to know that you're saved by the grace of God, nothing short of this, my friend, is going to suffice. And we find also in Lamentations 1 and 17, said, Zion spreadeth forth her hands, and there is none to comfort her. You see, people today despise you even because you are a Christian. The Bible says that people will disassociate themselves from you. They're not going to be interested in associating with you. Why? Because you claim the name of Christ. You claim to be a Christian. You know, there used to be a time that people were honored and respected by wearing the name of Christian, but today, because of men's wickedness and their sinful condition, A friend, they despise you and they don't want to be associated with you. And these are some of the signs. You know, Jesus, when he spoke here in the 23rd and the 24th chapter of Matthew, he talks about, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that stoned the prophets. You know, they killed the people of God that came in to their cities and began to tell them. You remember John the Baptist? He was a man that came in the wilderness preaching, and the message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message of Jesus, when he came on the scene, was telling people to repent. So people are not interested in hearing about repentance and about serving God, but people are interested in something that will give them a kick for today. That's why people resort to alcohol. That's why they resort to dope and other things that will give them a high for a moment. But these things in themselves satisfy not. So this is a pleasure-mad society. People are seeking more pleasure. And that's what God said would be a sign of the coming of the Lord, that they would be seeking pleasure. And there's something else that we find, the collapse of the culture that we live in. There's the collapse of our school systems. There's a collapse of home life and church life and society in a whole. We have universal problems today, friend. We have sin here in the United States of America. We are labeled as a Christian nation, but my friend, not everybody in the United States of America today are Christians. We have wickedness here and sin here. We have violence and we have crime and we have poverty. And friend, the eventual thing that's going to face the entire human race, and that is death and eternal death. Do you know Jesus today? Do you know him in the free pardon of sin? And if you don't know him, you can know him today. And I'd like to ask you if you'd just pray with me just now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. To know, Lord, that we can call upon your name and to know that you're listening to every prayer that we secretly pray. I pray for those in the nations that we preach to every day, Lord, that you would bless and comfort the Christians. Those, dear Lord, that are deprived of many things, even going to church or having the Bible to read, I pray, God, your blessings upon their life. I pray for that depressed and distressed person today, and God save the one, Lord, today that doesn't know you in the free pardon of sin. We ask this in Jesus' name, and for Christ's sake we pray, amen.